Massive changes to the traditional Chinese diet are taking place among a rising middle class that is embracing various emerging social practices. More meat is being eaten than ever before in China, and luxury seafood consumption is on the rise. Daybreak Asia's Mike Fussell sinks his teeth into the large-scale consumption of these foods, which are having both positive and negative effects on Chinese diners and the countries that source their food.
The traditional Chinese dinner plate is getting a makeover as tastes in the country begin to change. Exotic seafood and different meats are now being purchased at increasing rates. In fact, China is the largest overall consumer of seafood in the world, seeing an increase of more than 10% in consumption over the past decade, according to market experts, while pork consumption rose nearly 40% during that time. Michael Fabini, a research fellow at the Center of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies, says, substantial socioeconomic trends are influencing what people eat in the Middle Kingdom.
This is part of a broader shift in food consumption patterns in China that include a shift to greater consumption of meat and some of the broader, larger factors that are contributing to this shift, urbanization and increased incomes.
Pork has always been a staple in China, but as the middle class in the country grows and has more money to spend, its consumption of this traditional meat, as well as others, is increasing rapidly. In addition to the evolving Chinese economy, social factors are driving people to buy more of these products than ever before. Fabini says, the luxurious banquet culture among the country's elite is a large reason why the high-end market for seafood like live reef fish, sea cucumbers, and shark fins is thriving.
It's a way of cementing social ties with important business or government partners, for example, and often people who are in high-level positions in government or the private sector will attend several banquets a week as part of their work obligations. During these banquets, hosts are expected to impress their guests by serving various high-status foods, and many of the sorts of seafood are very high-status foods.
Analysts say Chinese regulations recently put in place to eradicate government corruption are diminishing the effects of banquet culture, but high-end seafood and pork consumption are continuing to grow overall. In spite of this, some government policies are actually encouraging Chinese people to eat meat and seafood, and they've done so throughout history. USDA agricultural economist Fred Gale says Deng Xiaoping, one of China's first post-Mao leaders who focused on directing the country toward a market economy, made it a point to support the changing diet to keep the Chinese people competitive in the global marketplace.
He said we must fundamentally change the whole race's food structure, increasing the meat and dairy intake in our food to improve the physique of the Chinese people so they will rank among the excellent members of humanity. So at this point, meat and dairy became a nationalistic thing, and promoting production became a major national policy goal.
Regardless of the Chinese Communist Party's intentions, negative effects associated with the increase of pork and seafood consumption are leaving a bad taste in some people's mouths. Environmentalists say there are ecological problems occurring on land and at sea within the animal populations. Fabini says the environmental problem of overfishing spans beyond China and affects countries such as the Philippines, Indonesia, and Malaysia, which are seafood suppliers, especially when ultra-effective methods are used to catch fish.
The tablet of cyanide is dissolved in a water bottle, which is then squirted by a diver into the coral that stuns the fish, and then the fish are then scooped up and revived once they're back on the surface. Because this is a much more efficient method than hook and line, it obviously is a large contributor to fishing pressure, apart from the effects that the cyanide has on the coral reefs as well.
Problems associated with sourcing food are also an issue on land. Disease is affecting the increasing number of pigs imported from the United States. Most Western breeds are not meant to be raised in outdoor areas, but in China, these animals are being exposed to the elements, as well as insects, mice, and other carriers of dangerous illnesses. Gale says these conditions and their effect on the environment have many Chinese worried about food safety.
As the marketing chain distance between the consumer and the pigs increase, the consumers don't really know where their pork came from or what's in it. There's a lot of things like this in the Chinese internet where a local person in some village in Sichuan is complaining about the pig farms near his house and how they dump all this manure in the water and it's undrinkable.
But not every aspect of getting these increasingly popular foods to the dinner table is unpalatable. Fabini says fishing opportunities for people living on islands with poor agricultural potential provide a livelihood for a population that has few other natural resources to draw from.
The trade in live fish has been a massively important economic stimulus to local communities. Relative to where they were previously, many households have been able to improve their standard of living from subsistence level only to be able to invest in things such as the basic education for their children and some level of health care and material goods that have resulted in an improved standard of living.
Chinese eaters are becoming more adventurous than ever before. In turn, as the flavors they seek grow in complexity, so do the effects of the country's massive consumption. Food experts say both the positive and negative consequences of China's changing diet are already beginning to cross borders and become international issues, and they will continue to do so as consumption grows. Mike Fussell, VOA News.